Greetings, I'm Paige Estrotori, here with your weekly insurance news wrap on behalf of Financial Services Online. We begin with an interesting case where the Australian Financial Complaints Authority, or AFCA, rejected a claim lodged by a traveler who rearranged flight plans due to the threat of pilot strikes. Despite assurances from the airline that operations would be unaffected outside of any strikes occurring from September 15th on, the individual carried out an early return. Their claim for reimbursement with AIG Australia, amounting to over $5,000 for rebooked flights and accommodation, was denied. The reason being that their policy only kicked in for scenarios where flights are missed or travelers are stranded. This incident underscores the need to be crystal clear on what your travel insurance policy covers before winging your way around the world. Moving on, cyclone high-risk zones continue to struggle with insurance affordability. In a bid to address this, brokers are starting to consider fee-based models. Despite the cyclone reinsurance pool coming into existence in July 2022, the Australian Competition and Consumer Commission has found it isn't all clear skies. Premiums have dropped by up to 73% for large strata buildings, but this hasn't trickled down to all consumers. In fact, commissions can spike costs by between 15% and 17%. To balance these costs, the National Insurance Brokers Association is exploring options like fee-for-service. This move is expected to help insurance teams find the right solutions for those contending with cyclone threats. Now let's talk about storm damage and poor maintenance. Lloyd's Australia rejected a claim from a homeowner who blamed heavy rainfall for home damage, stating that the reported rain levels were insufficient to have caused them. Upon investigating, the primary issues were found to be neglect and faulty construction. This has resulted in a stern reminder from the Australian Financial Complaints Authority for homeowners. Ensure you properly maintain your property and understand that there is a delicate tipping point between legitimate storm damage claims and those that fall under negligence. Lastly, underinsurance issues are shaking up the workers' compensation scheme in New South Wales. After an exhaustive review, the State Insurance Regulatory Authority revealed alarming numbers, with over $60 million in uncollected premiums and 75% of employers failing audits, leading to an additional $24.5 million in unpaid premiums. The response saw the recovery of $353 million, resolution of 294,000 wage discrepancies, and the launch of a self-service portal and educational initiatives by the authority. Moving forward, CEO Mandy Young has confirmed stricter measures to target high-revenue employers and ensure proper coverage for workers. That's all for this week's update. Remember, knowledge is power. Staying up to date on changes in the insurance sector can save you trouble and potentially money in the long run. I'm Paige Estrotori with Financial Services Online. Check us out at financialservicesonline.com.au, where you'll find detailed information on personal and business insurance. Until next week, take care.